In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day.
You know, things are getting better. They're getting better for me and for you. Things are getting better. That's right. Things are getting better. Oh, Lord, show me your ways. The Lord says, my way is supernatural always. My ways are supernatural, for grace is supernatural. My ways are supernatural. Do you know that Christian life is supernatural? It is not a natural life. It builds on nature, but it is not a natural life. My grace leads you from one supernatural event to another. My grace alone is able to do this. You will continue to see the supernatural as you trust me with all things. Well, remember last week I said to you that Christianity is a Christianity that is sucking on a teething ring, that we're all sucking on a teething ring. Remember that? That people really don't grow up, that my Lord, the church is still in the basics, not 101, but 001. And that Christianity in America is like teething ring Christianity. Well, you know, the other day, this is really funny because it's reality. You know, and truth is stranger than fiction. I want you to know that. We were sweeping the floor at the Holy Rosary. And when we swept the floor, there was a teething ring there. A real teething ring. I don't know where it came from. We must have had a baby in there at one time, and the baby dropped its teething ring, and you know what? It's so prophetic, because this whole thing, you never go beyond the teething ring unless you trust in the Lord. The supernatural does not happen unless you trust in the Lord. It just doesn't happen unless you trust in the Lord. The supernatural will flow as you trust in the Lord. And that's what I spoke about yesterday. And even though some things seem like they'll never work out, we need to continue to trust in the Lord. Because to trust in the Lord means that we are living by grace through faith. And to trust Him in every situation. You see, when you trust God, things begin to happen. That you meet people that you need to meet. Just the other day, you know, I'm talking about Jimmy the roofer, all right? You know, you people that need roofs done, you're so foolish not to call Jimmy. Because you know what? The other day, we were in morning prayer, and I said a prayer like this. Lord Jesus, send Jimmy more roofs than he can handle. Hallelujah. It was an hour later, he got a call for subcontract. Because they know he's great. Oh, he will not be making the money that he needs to make because he's great. But you know what? He's going to be at least making something. But you see, the supernatural happens to those who trust God. The supernatural happens to those who trust God. When you begin to trust God, things begin to... I made that prayer. I prayed it out loud. Send him more roofs than he can handle. Oh! And you know, I've been advertising the man, and you know, there's so many people that need their roof fixed, and he does the best job. You know what? You know, God supplies another way. God supplies another way. He's still available, but God supplies, and I know God supplies another way. So, you know, when you trust the Lord, things begin to happen. The supernatural will only flow through trust. But most people don't want to trust the Lord. You know why? They want to suck on their teething ring, their pacifier. They even have a little honey on it, so it tastes so good. And you know, you haven't got grown up yet. You're not even a toddler. Oh, you're a toddler, so many of you, with a teething ring. Trust in the Lord. Now, let me tell you this. To trust the Lord is very difficult. I'm going to tell you. It's very difficult. If I were to tell you it's not difficult, it's difficult. Let me tell you just what happened the other day. Okay, my first thing is you're not tithing, you're not trusting in the Lord. I know that. Because then you're depending upon yourself. If you can't trust God with your money, how can you trust Him with your life? That's simple. See, anyway, let me tell you what happened the other day. We have in the bulletin this beautiful thing. You know, the bulletin. You want to keep things from people? Put it in the bulletin. They never read it anyway. Anyway, this is what happened. In the bulletin, it talked about that we owe the Archbishop for the Cardinal's Appeal, the Bishop's Appeal, call it what you want. I don't care what you call it. And we owe him $2,000-some-odd, okay? And so, somebody read that and decided to make a check out for that money. All right? Get me here now. Get me here. So they made a check out for that money so that we could give it to the Cardinal so that we'd be all paid up. You see, if we're not paid up, it makes no difference. But someone out of the goodness of their heart, the goodness of their heart, felt led to make the check out to Holy Rosary for the Archbishop of Boston so that we're all paid up. Now, my devious mind, okay? I got a mind just like yours. My devious mind said, you know, I know this lady. She's a good lady. And I can call her on the phone and tell her we need the money more than the Cardinal because we've been doing poorly with money. That was my devious mind, okay? That's my devious mind. I want to tell you it's devious. And the Lord said, no. That money goes to the Cardinal. It was earmarked to the Cardinal and not to you. I said, okay, Lord. I'm not going to fight you. I knew I was wrong, even when I was thinking it. I knew that it wasn't trusting in God. I knew that I was trusting in myself. I knew that it was a dead-end street. I'm just like you. I'm no different than you are, but you know what? The Lord spoke. In my conscience, I knew God was saying, that money is earmarked to the Archbishop of Boston. I could have talked her out of it. But you know what? Then I'm not walking by faith. I'm not walking by trust. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not walking by trust. If I do a thing like that, then I'm making a way for myself. And the Lord says, I work through supernatural ways through people who trust me. Through people who trust me. Get the teething ring out of your mouth. Start to walk in trust. Now, what does Psalm 46 say? This is Martin Luther's favorite psalm. I want you to know that. Martin Luther was a priest, left the church, or the church left him. I don't know. Let God decide all that stuff. I don't even want to even think about it. I just know that every day there's a new reformation, like an amoeba. They're splitting. Anyway, Psalm 46, listen to this. God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in time of trouble. Now, let me tell you, Psalm 46 is real, that God is a very special help in time of trouble. Therefore, and when there's a therefore, please, you've got to see why it's therefore. Therefore, we will not fear, though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake and swell. Mamma mia. Oh, yes, though there be an earthquake under your feet financially, though the waters surge up to your neck that you can't pay your bills, oh, though the mortgage is due, oh, Lord, the mountains are quaking, my Lord, the winds are blowing. That's right. Even then will I trust in the Lord. But you know why? Because there is a river. Hallelujah. The streams that make the city of God glad. There's a river. And God is in the midst of the river and of the city. And she will not be moved because God shall help her immediately. Hallelujah. So when I got that $2,000 whatever dollars in a check, my devious mind, I'm going to call it what it is, devious, decided to think. But the Lord said, no. Hallelujah. I want you to know God's always right. God is always right. I'm not going to do it. It's going to be mailed to the cardinal today because it's not my money. Okay? But I want you to know, I entertained that for about 5 minutes. There was an entertainment. You know, some people say, I entertain dirty thoughts. Yeah, you know, you can entertain more than dirty thoughts. You can entertain greed. You can entertain lust. You can entertain whatever. Hate. But I said, oh no, it's not mine. Give it to the Lord. Give it to the cardinal. Well, because when you trust God, things begin to happen. When you trust God, you live in the supernatural. When you trust God, you start seeing things other people don't see. Okay? When you trust God. When you throw your trust to the wind and you don't trust God and you depend upon yourself, I'm going to tell you, nothing happens. You live a natural life. Things just don't turn out. You don't have people that you meet that are divine appointments. You don't have things that happen to you. You don't have the favor of the Lord when you don't trust God. You have what you have. You have what you have. That's all you have is what you have. And you know what? I can't live with what I have. I need to trust the Lord because I need to depend upon the Lord. And I need to depend that He is a provider. And He's not only going to provide for me physically, but spiritually and mentally and emotionally. I need to depend upon the Lord. I need to trust the Lord. Even though the mountain should quake, even though the mountain should fall into the sea, because there is a river that flows from the throne of God and the throne of the Lamb. It's a crystal clear river. It's a river that brings life. Oh, there is a river. There is a river. That's right. There is a river. And in the midst of that city of God dwells God, and it's all going to turn out for those who trust Him. But most people have their teething ring in their mouth. Spit it out. Start to trust the Lord. Start to trust the Lord for the increase. Start to trust, not only with your money, with everything. Trust the Lord. He knows how to do things. He's got a better idea. But, you know, it takes trust. It takes faith. And, you know, every time we trust the Lord. I was preaching this on Saturday night. And there's a beautiful lady that does our altar linens and stuff. She's a beautiful lady. Her name is Dorothy. And Dorothy is just a sweet woman. She's just a sweet, sweet woman. They closed her parish church, and we were blessed enough to get her, you know? Dorothy Milton is her name. She's a sweet, sweet woman. Well, and I was talking about trust, and this is what I said. I said, you know, when God calls me to trust them the next time, it's like I never trusted them before. It's like you know, I can tell you 7/8 of 56 and 6/8 of 48 and 3/8 of 24 and 7 times 6 of 42. I memorized those timetables somewhere in the line, along the line. I got them into my mind. I said, but trust is not like the timetables. Every time you trust the Lord, it's a new experience. And her head was saying, yes, Father. She never said a word, but she knew what I was talking about, because I was talking to a woman of faith. Now, I don't know if everybody else knew, but this woman knew. I didn't even say that to her. This woman knew what I was talking about, because she started to wave her head up and down. Yeah, every time you trust God, it's a new experience. Yeah, because you know what? We always want to cling on to the nature, the flesh, the sarks, the part that wants to make a provision for ourselves, the part that adds up the numbers, the part that wants to live a natural life. And the Lord says, my life is supernatural. It is called the life of grace. And if you do not trust me, you will not have my favor. You will not see what I give to those who place their trust in me. And even though the mountains should shake, and even though your business is going down the drain, I say, trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. Do not rely upon your own understanding. Trust in Him, and He will act. But it takes faith to trust. And most people adjust into the teething ring mentality. Spit it out and begin to trust the Lord. Get out of the boat, last week I said. Get out of the boat. Get out of the boat and start walking on the water. Do not rely upon your own understanding. Do not, because you will never have supernatural things occurring in your life. You will never have supernatural things occurring in your life. I was speaking with Ryan Verrett, that boy from Louisiana. That boy from Louisiana, okay? Ryan is now married. And, you know, he says, you know, I was talking with David Thies. He's the young man that was with me in California for 3 weeks. I wasn't in California, but he was in California with me. He says, Father Tom, he said to me, his whole life and his whole ministry has been changed. And you know what? The only thing he learned from me was that he was to trust the Lord with his finances and trust the Lord by giving away what he needed to give away. Also, he got the anointing to bring healing. But you know what? The poor guy, you know, I had to feel sorry for him, because you know what? Nothing was coming in. Nothing was coming in. Nothing. But he saw what I did. And I guess he said, you know, if Father Tom can do it, I can do it. I'm going to start trusting God. And things have started to happen in his ministry that never happened before. Divine appointments. New places to bring his music. You know, it's really works. But I know it's very difficult. Rely not upon your own understanding. Now you would, you know, some people would be ashamed to say, when I got that $2,000 and whatever it was, I entertained to call the lady and use it for Holy Rosary because we need it. I entertained it. Some people would be ashamed of that. But you know what? I'm going to tell you, I didn't do it. That's the final outcome. That's the final outcome. It's not the entertainment. It's what I did with it. God spoke to my conscience and said, no. And I said, aye, aye, sir. That's like the guy that said, you know, Daddy, I'm not going to go out into the vineyard, and he went anyway. You know? Now, I'm not telling you that I'm so pure that I didn't entertain anything. Some people would be ashamed. I'm not ashamed. If that helps you, say, you know, he's just like us. He has the same struggles that we have. But to trust in the Lord anyway. See, these are things that you know, that's why I pour out my soul, okay? I let you know what's happening in my life. I'm not there just to tell you, you know, somebody comes to me and says, I'm so happy. Watch out for the people that are so happy. Happy, happy, happy talking, happy talk. Talk about things you like, todo. Yeah. Listen, life is a struggle. And we do have times of joy and happiness. Isn't that wonderful? But you know what? I don't like when people start coming to flaunt their happiness. I start wondering. You know, because if you're involved in this march called victory, for even our faith is our victory, I'm going to tell you, you get a lot of red seas in front of you. And you've got to believe that that sea is going to open up. You get a lot of storms that come against you. You've got to believe it's going to get calm. I'm talking real now. But there's no substitute for trust. It's the supernatural way to go. God will give you supernatural events as you continue to trust Him. He will bring people into your life that you would never be able to have brought into your life. We have these Spanish young people coming to us, okay? I didn't go looking for them. I'm not looking for anybody. Just looking for Jesus. Now, if God wants to send them to us, that's wonderful. You know, what if they don't come anymore? You know what? I'm not chasing people. We want them. I think it's wonderful. But I'm not going to chase them. Not chasing anybody. You want to know what? I've chased people before. And you know what happens? Nothing. They go right through your fingers. Not chasing. I'm depending. I'm trusting. That God's going to build a community with men that are zealous, with great zeal. I'm believing that. I'm trusting to do it. You know, I've put it out over the radio. You know, if you really want zeal, you want to live the gospel. You know, people call, but nobody shows. They don't show. You know, stay away. I don't need these people. I need people that want to give their life to Jesus Christ, and they want to burn bridges. You know? There aren't many out there. Everybody looking, you know, what can you offer me? I can only offer you what God has given me. That's all I can offer you. Hallelujah. That's all I can offer you. What God has given me. I cannot offer you anything else. If you want that, hallelujah. Isn't that wonderful? But I can offer that to you. I can offer what God has given me. He's given me the anointing. He's given me favor. I can offer you that. I can offer you that. I can offer you my weakness. Oh, yeah, I can offer that too. That's what I can offer. Oh, I don't know what people are looking for. You know, you go into these groups, you know, they're as dead can be. I don't care if it's diocesan clergy, you know. I don't care if it's the nunhood. They're so dead. They don't even know enough to bury themselves, for heaven's sake. Or call on the power of the Holy Ghost to wake them up. That would be even better. But you see, that's life. That's life. What if this never happens? Well, you know, if it never happens, it never happens. That's fine. Because you know what? I let that go a long time ago. I don't need to make it happen because I can't make it happen. If God has these young men and young women that want to burn with love for Jesus and go to the ends of the earth to proclaim the gospel, He knows where I am. And He knows how to send them. And if He doesn't, you know what? That's okay. I'm just going to keep on doing what I'm doing. Just keep on trusting. Keep on trusting. Not depend upon myself. Even if the mountain should quake or fall into the sea, the God of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold, because there is a river that flows from the throne of God and the throne of the Lamb. There is a river. So my last point is, throw away your teething ring and begin to trust the Lord, even against all odds. Hear me? Even against all odds. Tonight is Monday at the Holy Rosary. I will be celebrating Mass at 7:30. You're welcome to come if you would like. We have Adoration of the Blessed Sacrament afterwards. If you would like to come, I just like to invite people. Whether people come or not, there is a river that flows. You know, there is a river. Just to come to worship God, you know, just. You know, I know people are busy. But if I had Red Sox tickets, you'd be snatching them up. And what did the Red Sox ever do for me? What does Jesus do for me? Hallelujah. If you trust in him, he will act. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him, and he will act. He is the Lord. So tonight at 7:30, you're welcome to come. And we will be there celebrating the Eucharist, and we will be there adoring the Blessed Sacrament. Jimmy the Roofer, you can reach at 978-319-3778, 978-319-3778. 978-319-3778. And you know what? We need to hear from you so we can pay our bills. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. That's Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And let me also say this to you. Lighten up today. Spit out the old pacifier and begin to praise the Lord. Hallelujah! God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.